We know the lack of tests has made tracking COVID-19 cases tough. Without tracking, we don't know how bad or good things are. But scientists are turning to a new tool, a smart thermometer. Yes, this one, like others, takes your temperature, but it's connected to an app that uploads data to the internet where it can alert scientists to disease hotspots. Kinza Health has donated or sold more than 2 million of these devices to homes across the country. They launched 8 years ago to track diseases like seasonal flu by tracking fevers. Now they're being used in the fight against COVID-19. CEO and founder Inder Singh joins us from San Francisco by Skype. And Inder, we know a smart thermometer reads your temperature, but what happens when the data from yours gets to someone's smartphone?
Think of it more like a connected medical guidance system, right? Just imagine that your five-year-old is sick and they come into bed in the middle of the night and they say, "Mama, mama, daddy, daddy, I'm sick." You know, what do? You do the only thing you could possibly do. You grab the thermometer. Well, then what happens a few minutes later is you get a notification from your phone. It says, "It looks like you took a temperature. Whose is it?" So you select a profile of the person in the family, and then we start providing age-based guidance. We'll ask you things like, do you have any of these severe symptoms? Then we ask you what symptoms you do have. And let's say you had a cough, and we'll help you characterize the cough. So with each additional tap, you get a little bit more guidance about what to do and stay home, whether you should go to the doctor, et cetera.
Huh. If there is a temperature, or even if there isn't, that goes into this data pool. And you do this all the time. So my understanding is you are constantly taking, in effect, the temperature of the country. And you can see by subtracting the norm, let's say, okay, everybody's for a year had a roughly this kind of a temperature. By taking that out, you can see when there are spikes.
That's right. We launched healthweather.us on March 18th, and it does exactly what you describe. We map fever levels across the country, and we subtract out what you would normally expect from cold and flu season in that particular location. What's left over is unusual fever levels. And at this particular point in time, that unusual outbreak is COVID-19. And those unusual fever levels are about a two-week leading indicator of COVID-19 spread. We're just about to publish something that shows that it's approximately a two-week leading indicator of first death in that particular area. Yeah. I mean, think of it as like a flashlight going off on the map, saying something odd is going on here. Send the test kits in, send the virologists in.
We know that Professor William Schaffner, Baylor infectious disease specialist Peter Hotez, both frequent guests on this program, very excited about these findings, in part because, you know, we have the CDC, but the CDC counts on people going to their healthcare departments, and then they take that data, but can take time. Yours doesn't.
That's right. First of all, not everyone goes to see the doctor. Second is, typically for an infectious disease, you see the doctor one day during the illness episode. We have the ability to talk to people over time to understand severity metrics, how fast it's spreading within the home, how fast it's spreading within a neighborhood. If you know how fast it's spreading within a home, you can predict what's going to happen to the broader population. It's data that's purpose-built for outbreak detection.
But you know the questions here about privacy and personal security. This means that there's a database when people are sick. I mean, people could extrapolate from that if things get really horrific with an outbreak like this one. The next thing you know, there's someone knocking on your door because they know you have a fever.
I appreciate you asking this question. It is not possible to reverse engineer the percentage of people in a county that have a fever to an individual. What we are providing on healthweather.us and what we have built, we believe, has the perfect equation to protect a person's privacy and personal information and at the same time democratize access to information that you, your community, your healthcare system, and your government need to respond to outbreaks.
In fact, we should say you are providing what you're finding to accredited institutions, public health people, researchers.
Yeah, there's an API where all of those entities can download the data from HealthWeather, and obviously it's displayed on HealthWeather as well.
Yeah. Tell us now, what are you seeing? I mean, take the temperature of the country for us right now when it comes to COVID-19. What are you seeing?
So let's remember that this is a 2 or 3 week leading indicator of what's happening. So in every single geography where they've implemented aggressive social distancing, the data clearly shows that it's working. Within 3 to 7 days, you see fever levels leveling off and start dropping very, very fast. And remember, this is breaking the chain of infection not only for COVID-19, but everything. And the one thing I would say to anyone who's listening is, please know that your sacrifices are making a difference. Mm-hmm. They are saving lives. We are flattening the curve. It is really important that we keep doing that right now. The second thing is that, you know, now that we've broken the chain of infection, what you want to have happen is you want it to go to zero, that you've really broken community spread. And in many places in the country, we are going towards zero, but there's one location that's not gone below 1%, and that is New York. My hypothesis is it's really, really hard to do aggressive social distancing in a city like New York, which is a high-density city where people are in apartments and need to leave their apartments at least once a week or once every other week. It's still going down in New York. It's just not going down as fast. The number of newly infected people is dropping dramatically. Now, it doesn't mean that the number of COVID cases will immediately fall, because remember, this is a 2 to 3 week leading indicator. We are probably still facing the worst of it this week or next week.
And just by the way, you can see that with 2 million. We're a country of 350 million.
Yeah, so we've got over 2 million users. It's a sample size calculation, right? It's all about sampling different locations, but the science is pretty well vetted. You know, if you compare this kind of data to what CDC has, we get anywhere between 100 and 250,000 temperature readings per day. We've had well over 3 million since March 1. Compare that to the CDC system, and they get data from 3,000 clinics, typically delayed by a week to a week and a half every week. It works pretty effectively.
That's Inder Singh, CEO and founder of Kinsa Health, the smart thermometer that tracks disease spread. Just fascinating. Inder, thank you so much.
Thank you.